There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Stephen, good day program. Hello, welcome. We have Rich McFadden at the controls. In our studio in Washington, we have Ken Kessler, and we introduce you to Michelle Gerson, who is a lady that is accomplished as a broadcaster in any number of ways, including the fact that she has survived an hour with us.
Good morning.
Let's see how all of that works. Later, we're going to meet a fellow who has studied a lot of these police shootings, which seem to be in the news all too often. And what's the correct way from his point of view at looking at the I have a guy, a friend of mine. Matter of fact, I remember when I was running a radio station in Boston, we had him on as the legal commentator. His name was Neil Chayette, looking at the law. And he would have plenty to say about all of these series, the officer-involved shootings. So we're going to talk about that in a matter of moments, because I think that is an important thing for us to be forming opinions. This is an opining program. How I feel, how you feel, how we feel. 888-302-3684 joins us. Richie or Ken or I was going to say Jennifer. Jennifer is actually on assignment. Today, tomorrow, and I think the first part of next week.
You absolutely have to go to our Facebook page and see the picture of her training for this assignment.
Yes.
And that's all we can say.
Right. And already, Eric Stewart writes, boo. How did you actually pose this, Kenny, on Facebook? What did you actually say?
I said that after her rigorous training, Jennifer is out on special assignment and will be back at the end of next week.
There you go. Eric says she is the personality and the opinion on the program I like best. Oh, is that so, Eric?
Me too. Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. I didn't say that.
Nice, Richie. All right, so let's get to the good news from Washington this week. Good news. There are compromises in the wind. The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is... the answer to the question, can President Obama compromise with the members of Congress in his party and the other party? And the answer is apparently yes, yes, in two different examples. Number one, compromise between the President and Congress on the proposed Iranian nuclear deal, which marked a rare moment. The political cooperation was announced right after the President said he would sign the bipartisan bill, which fixes at least one mess of Obamacare, which would have required doctors to get 21% less in fees from Medicare, and that would have summarily put about 20,000 doctors out of business. That would have been great for the country, don't you think?
Our doctors love Obamacare so much already.
No doctor accepts Obamacare. That's where the fault is there, because nobody can go to anybody that they used to go to. No doctor wants to.
Yeah, I went to the guy last week, and it's cash only.
Yeah.
Kenny would disagree with you on that. Kenny's had a good experience with the care he signed up for in Cali Fornai, which is the state program, but it's equal to Obamacare, Kenny, right?
Yeah, it's the same thing. It's just the state's version of it, because California did their own thing.
Right.
But
shocker there.
Yeah, in fact, and I'm one of the ones who couldn't get. I had insurance before, long before Obamacare, and when it came up for renewal, they decided you have high blood pressure. We're not going to insure you anymore. Mm-hmm. And I had that. I was going to that doctor because I had high blood pressure to treat it, but. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't get it anymore, and then because of Obamacare, I could.
Right.
Wow, because every doctor I've tried to go to in New York, they say, nope, they don't pay, we don't take it.
But they take one look at you, and they say, we don't like the way you look, we don't like your attitude, get out of here.
That could be
get out of here.
Using that as an excuse.
Well. All right, here's the story of a 25-year-old chess champion named Galouz Nigeldees. What did I do to his name?
If you say so.
Kenny, what am I doing to his name? It's Nigeldees or something like that. Close to it, anyway.
I think chess player number one is coming.
All right, probably. Because it's not important what his name is to the story. The story at DougStephan.com suggests that Mr. Goldazabuta number one is a cheat because he brought his iPhone with him while he was playing in the Dubai Open Chess Tournament. According to the story at DougStephan.com, this gentleman made suspiciously frequent trips to the bathroom.
No.
Came to find out he had hidden his iPhone behind a toilet, appropriately wrapped and concealed in wads of toilet paper. His opponent, a grandmaster, initially became suspicious when he noticed that number one, consistently running to the toilet after making a move, number two lodged a complaint, which then prompted the investigation. When the toilet paper-covered iPhone was discovered, number one denied it was his, a plea which fell on deaf ears once investigators began poking around and discovered open social networking apps which clearly belonged to number one. Not helping matters was an open chess app that just so happened to be analyzing the other players' positions in the match.
That's awesome.
There you go. Cheating. Crime does not pay.
The chess master that he was playing saying, if my dog had that app open, he could win a major tournament.
Maybe crime sometimes does pay. Okay. To the serious side of the issue, which has many of us talking and thinking about police relations with American constituents. You know how I feel about this. I feel very strongly about how the police, not the police officers themselves, but how police forces are run. So we're going to investigate a little bit with Lance LaRusso, who has written a book called When Cops Kill. He's next here on Good Day.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer. Good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Entrepreneurial radio at its finest. I don't know why I thought that was. For those of you who didn't hear that last commercial, it was about entrepreneurialism, and you know how I am about that. We have a whole hour, segments of the program,
the ultimate
devoted to entrepreneurialism and inventing and all that sort of thing. And that's going to expand too, coming up in the very near future. Right now, though, let's focus with Michelle and Kenny and Richie on the work done by Lance LaRusso, a leading attorney, former law enforcement officer, author of the book When Cops Kill. He says that allegations of law enforcement bias are wrong. Beyond that, he says investigations into officer-involved shootings are more intensive than any regular police investigation. That's an interesting. And you know what? He may be right about that, especially when it comes to some of the cable news channels and the way that they stick to these stories like glue. We all are familiar with the officer-involved shootings that have been under scrutiny, white law enforcement officers shooting blacks. And so let's dig into that. Hello, Mr. LaRusso. Welcome to a Good Day.
Thank you for having me.
Shall I call you Lance?
Sure.
All right. So you have written on this. What's your spin? What's your take on all of this?
You know, I think a lot of what you're seeing right now is a frustration between two opposing goals. The news cycle wants quick answers. Families want quick answers. People watching want quick answers. But you can't have quick answers and a thorough investigation. Those two goals will never coincide. And a typical law enforcement officer involved shooting, following an investigation, will take several months to be completed.
Several months because?
Well, you have to process evidence. You have to go find witnesses. You have to interview witnesses. You have to have other people look at the forensic examination that's done, and there's a great deal that's done. For example, in the North Charleston video, a lot of people don't realize that there's a lot of other information about the taser that can be gleaned from the taser itself. There's a computer download from a taser that will tell you when it was fired, how many times it was engaged, whether or not it made good contact. Issues like that have to be processed. And, for instance, recently I was involved representing an officer on a scene, and there were probably two or three dozen witnesses. All those people have to be found, tracked down, get their statements, see if they coordinate their statements, see what is out of line. And then if somebody says something diametrically opposed to another witness, is it their perception? Did they have the ability to see what they said they saw, or are they listening to what other people told them? So it takes a while.
I don't want to make this a referendum on you and or your book or your work, but I did read something that suggested, and I would like just to kind of have a clarification, allegations of law enforcement bias are wrong. How can you stand? Are you saying 100% of the allegations against law enforcement bias are wrong, or are you saying 80% are wrong? What would you say was a fair number that represents the problem? Because there is admittedly a problem here. It isn't just the news media. News media is a big problem. But, I mean, let's face it. There are a lot of police officers in this country who are ill-equipped to deal with these tense situations, whether it's their fault or not. It's not about the police necessarily in my mind, as much as it is about the training, where they come from, how well the hiring process is. I think the world of policing today is 100% different than it was, 180 degrees different than it was when I was a kid and when you were a kid.
It has changed a great deal. Let me answer that in these two ways. There's a lot in that question. Let me answer it this way. First of all, I don't think you can put a percentage on it as a number, and I think the reason is because law enforcement departments are made up of people, just as a segment of society. But I think the other thing, and this is one of the reasons why I wrote When Cops Kill, people don't realize that if an officer kills somebody in the line of duty, there's a criminal investigation, then there's a prosecutorial inquiry, whether that's a grand jury or not depends on the jurisdiction. And then you can have a Department of Justice inquiry. But separate and apart from that, there is, after every law enforcement officer involved shooting, there is, it was called an administrative investigation. That administrative investigation is focused on a couple of things. Number one is whether the officer followed the policies of the department. Number two is whether or not those policies and procedures are appropriate. Number three, did the officer's training properly prepare them for the situation they were in?
Okay.
And number four, did their equipment properly prepare them to deal with the situation they had? So it's a constant evaluation process that's separate and apart from the criminal inquiry.
But it is breaking down. I especially focus on number three there, training. I think there are a lot of police that are just totally ill-equipped to handle these situations because they, through no fault of their own. First of all, police without a proper education, there's no room for that anymore, I don't think. I just think hiring the mayor's son to be a police officer doesn't work because of stuff like this. It crops up in communities, even small ones like Ferguson. This is not a all is right and all is wrong, all is black and all is white, if you'll pardon the pun, is it?
Well, when you're talking about education, it's interesting that you bring that up. The average police chief in the United States is probably going to have either a college degree or a master's degree. I know several who have
I'm talking about the people on the line, though. I'm talking about
Let me get to that.
We only get a few seconds. Go ahead.
A lot of departments are requiring college degrees.
Yeah.
So at the minimum, they're going to have high school education.
Yeah. The more, the merrier. I think this is an interesting read, however, and your point of view is well taken. Lance LaRusso here on Good Day, 21 after the hour.
But Attention taxpayers. If you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
McFadden, Michelle Gerson, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen in our one-hit wonder mode. Contest time. Know who this is? 888-302-3684. Michelle's got a CD with a bunch of one-hit wonders. She's singing along. That's good.
I'm singing. I don't know it yet, but I know
song's
it. I don't know the name.
Take on Me. From this week in 1985.
Who remembers the video of this?
This is good. Bring it up, Richie.
Here we go.
Yep.
You can do the high notes, Michelle. I'll do the.
Okay.
Come to D.C. this summer, and I'll take you to a Nationals game.
Yeah.
This is the seventh inning stretch song.
Yeah, I know you told me that.
And to hear 20-some thousand people or 30,000 people try to hit those notes, it was hysterical.
All right, come on, Greg, get up, Richie.
Hey, listen to this guy's playing.
Called Bridges. They were the first Norwegian, say it again, Doug, first Norwegian group to ever have a number one hit in our country. The video for Take On Me won six MTV Video Awards. Their follow-up, The Sun Always Shines on TV, was an even bigger hit worldwide, but barely charted in the United States. By the end of 2010, they were still the biggest recording group in Norway, and they were even knighted for their contributions to music in Norway. Some people confuse them with the Biggers from Sweden. This is Norway next to Sweden. The Swedes you're thinking about, you can think about them if you like, and you can confuse them if you like. That's up to you.
Doug,
crank it up one
when
more
it comes
time.
To rock history.
Yeah.
This band will be best known for their MTV video.
Yeah.
They were one of the first mega videos on MTV. And you might remember it where it was a pencil drawing, like an animated pencil drawing, where the guy, the lead singer, went in and out of the drawing. Great stuff.
Alright, so let's get out of here. 888-302. Oh, come on. Can't you find me a wrong answer somewhere, Richie? What's the big idea
here? Hey, look at my my home state of Maryland.
Yeah, very well
Maryland
represented here. So that means I'm going to go to Indiana.
Oh, no. Ocean City.
Cookeville. Hi, Paul. How are you doing?
Hey, doing good. How about you?
Wait a minute. Are you doing well or are you doing good?
I'm getting ready to go to work, and so I'm, you know, I'm doing well as far as can be expected.
Yeah, that's good. No apologies necessary. What do you do for work?
Right now I actually was a school bus driver.
Yeah.
And right now I'm actually just taking my wife to work. I forgot I'm not working today.
Are you driving a Freightliner with a Thomas body on it?
Here we go.
The Thomas, yeah.
Yeah, the Freightliner chassis with the Thomas body on it. They bought the two companies merged.
Put the top speed on those, Paul. Can you get that thing up to 95 miles an hour?
Yeah, you probably could, actually.
Not anymore.
All right, they have governors on them. What's the name of the group?
I believe it's a group called AHA.
Yes, it is. You are correct.
So we are going to send you a CD with a bunch of one-hit wonders.
And everybody from Maryland, hang on there, too, because I'm going to give you CDs as well.
Okay.
Just because.
Yeah,
don't hang out, Maryland.
All right. Hold on a second.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with today's pet tip. You know, moving house is as stressful for your pet as it is for you. But careful planning will help you soften the trauma. Involve your pet in the packing up as much as possible. Don't lock him away, but keep him among the family so he can see what's going on. Keep to his normal routine as much as possible, maintaining his schedule of walks and keeping his food dish in its normal place. If at all possible, take your dog to the new home before moving day. Let him sniff around and become familiar with his soon-to-be new home, both inside and out. By walking with him and talking to him in a positive manner as he investigates, you will convey a sense of security. If you express anxiety or apprehension, he will most certainly be quick to pick up on that. It's important to take the time to introduce the dog to his new surroundings. Place his food and water in an area similar to where it had been at the old premises. Provide him with something to play with. Give him lots of extra hugs for reassurance, and that will help him feel settled. And remember, he's nervous, you're nervous. Enjoy the new home, but make your dog feel as comfortable as you possibly can. I'm Warren Eckstein.
This is Doug Steffen. Get the jump on fleas before they get the jump on you. Cedarside Original from Cedarside.com is a must. You've got to have this to eliminate fleas and ticks. Cedarside.com's products are made with 100% natural cedar oil and are safe for children, pets, and adults. Cedarside's original organic bug spray repels and kills mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, flies, ear mites, mange, and more. Order some today. Go to Cedarside.com and use coupon code Doug at the checkout to get free shipping. Or call 800-842-1464. Mention Doug Steffen, Cedarside, for people, pets, and premises.
Need a great tractor to help with your chores? Get a Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor with financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years during our More Power to Use sales event. Zero down, 0% APR financing for terms up to 60 months on select equipment now through June 30th, 2015. Not available for rental, national accounts, governmental customers, or with some customer instant rebate offers. Financing through Kubota Credit Corporation, USA, subject to credit approval. Other exceptions may apply. For more information, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GC.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall and Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit CriticalHealthNews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to CriticalHealthNews.com. That's CriticalHealthNews.com.
Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden, Michelle Gerson, Michelle Gerson, and Kenny Kessler. Jennifer is on assignment back on, Monday, Tuesday? When is she back?
No, Friday.
Not till Friday.
But yeah. You have to go to our Facebook page and see her training for this assignment that she is on. And we cannot tell you what the assignment is, but if you look at the picture, you'll get a good idea.
Undercover subterfuge.
Watch out.
Okay, I want to acknowledge that before we get back to the news of the day, and this will, Michelle and Richie were just talking about the passing of my darling Charlotte, who actually is right here in front of me like she always has been and not quite in the same shape. I have been...
box of ashes?
Not a box, I have a little, it's a sack, sort of.
Okay.
And she's about 3 feet away from me on the desk.
I have my dog Patch on our mantle.
Yeah. So, this has been the last week, arguably, without actually much doubt, the toughest week of my life. And
harder than your best friend.
Yeah, it's devastating.
When Edgar died?
Yeah, much harder.
Yeah.
Much.
Because Charlotte was with you everywhere and every day.
Yeah.
All day.
All day, every day.
Yeah.
So, we're going to have a...
and by the way, not to interrupt you again, but Michelle is not used to you crying on the air.
I haven't
started to cry yet.
It's totally normal, Michelle.
I was on a conference call last night, and somehow or other, this sort of thing came up in the conversation with a group of men. And we were talking about emotions and stuff, and I was happy. I was able, however, to open up about the passing of Charlotte.
Let me tell you something.
Meant to me.
Hey, men will look weirdly at you when you cry, except in the case when you're crying about your dog.
Well, but you see,
every man understands the link between a man and his dog.
But you see, there ought to be more of it, because I think that's the problem with men today and relationships in general. Men don't emote. They think they got to buck up. They got to be tough. They got to be strong.
Yeah, but you get a pass on your dog, man.
Well, I think you need to get passes on other things. But anyway, that wasn't the point of where I was going. I've been inundated with so many wonderful comments from people who were obviously taken, not necessarily just by my reaction here, but by my relationship with Charlotte over the years, and the fact, as Richie just said, that she was everywhere, that I didn't go any place, anywhere without Charlotte. She was always with me, morning, noon, night. Last couple of years, she didn't sleep with me as much as she had used to, because it was a little crowded in the bed, but she was it for me in so many different ways. So the fact that people have heard that and emote, the fellow who sent me a car, who took the trouble, Richie, to find out, he listens to us in New Jersey, Ramsey, New Jersey. Where's that, Michelle?
It's just like central.
Is it?
I think so. Yeah.
That's near Trenton, where you were on the air, right? Not too far. Not important to the story. I just was curious as to where it was. Anyway, excuse me. So
no, it's North Jersey. It's in Bergen County.
Okay, all right.
Somewhere near New York, like 25 miles from New York.
Got it. So anyway, this fellow named Donald Trapp took the trouble to find my farm, because he's heard me talking about the farm on the air, the name of the farm. He sent a card to me, and I'm not sure that I would make it through reading the whole card anyway, but it just is such a bellwether of the fact that most people in the world are wonderful people, and the fact that there's been so much inside and outside conversation about Charlotte and her passing. He says it was very sad to learn and hear about Charlotte's passing. As a pet guardian for Charlotte, there could not have been a luckier dog. Meredith, in her tribute to Charlotte, said that she chose her guardian well. And I believe, actually, that dogs pick. I think people think, wow, what sort of a weird thing is that? But I believe that dogs pick their owners. I think that Charlotte picked my son because he was connected. Brendan found Charlotte. I didn't. And then that's how she came into our lives. But, the point here really isn't so much what's in the card. I appreciate the fact that he listened and was hot. He loved the stories and the photos and videos of stuff that we did. And then, the other stuff in here that makes it, it just makes this a sad reality. I think I've gotten out of it a little bit much better now than I was last week, because I kind of know you come to a realization with this that there isn't anything you can do. You can be upset. You can be sad. Yep. I'd rather, Richie said to me when he called me that afternoon when I was really upset, what are you upset for? Charlotte was an old, bulldogs live to be 10, maybe 11. I got 15 years out of this dog. And so at the end, was she having a hard time? She was incontinent a little bit. And she was having a hard time with her hips, enough strength to move herself around in comfort. I could tell that it hurt no matter what I gave her to sort of deal with the pain and the stuff that would be a part of having a real serious case of arthritis.
When you get to the point where you're having to take the dog to chiropractors.
Right, I do all that. I was doing that.
Stuff and the swimming pool every day. Right. All that stuff. You know what? It was
tough for her. It really was. Yeah. So this is the best thing for her. I'm having a hard time admitting that because I didn't want her to go. But
what makes it easier is when you think about it from their perspective instead of yours.
And you need to do that.
When I think about death,
Yeah.
And you have to think about it from the person who's gone perspective.
Yeah, right.
And many times, like my father died 4 days after he found out he had 6 months to live.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Wow.
So why waste your time here when you can go somewhere else?
Garbage, right.
Yeah. Right. But that doesn't keep us from feeling bad. But I shouldn't feel bad. I mean, I look around this house, and I look around my truck, and I look around my life. I look around the farm, look around the house in California, look around wherever we are, all of our experiences that we had. It was nothing but sensational. It was sensational.
And those are memories you'll have forever.
Right.
Those are cherished memories.
So we're going to have a book party this Sunday here with a lot of the people who loved Charlotte coming.
Yeah, I wish I could.
I wish you could,
what
too.
A great idea.
Yeah. So we're going to tell stories, and I'm going to write a book. We have pictures. Brendan found some amazing, my son found some amazing pictures of her. And other people that are close to me have written some wonderful things and have told some great stories. And so we'll get more of that. And then in the next maybe 4, 5, 6 months, depending on what time I have to put this together, you'll be able to find a book of, you'll be able to buy a book. And I'm going to give the money. I went to, my son sent me, he didn't send me, but he said, there's a great shelter here called the Buddy Dog Center. And so I went over there yesterday for a little while. And I became, when I walked in, I just walked. There's corridors with these dogs. And it's a no-kill shelter set up by four people, including a woman who's very close to me in the 80s. And they take dogs and keep them. Just keep them. There was a dog that had been there since 2011.
Wow.
But there are other dogs that are in and out. And I looked at the faces. And what you can tell by looking at the faces of these dogs, it just is amazing. And I walked, Brendan thought I would feel better. He said, go over there and look, and you'll feel better. I didn't feel better. I wanted to take them all home.
Yeah,
and
it's a problem with a shelter.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, walking into a shelter with two kids.
Yeah,
right. Man, that's a brutal
experience.
You
walk out with five kids.
You walk out with two very upset kids.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. So anyway, the point is, thank you for more and more thoughts, and all of these things will make it somewhere or another into this book, which Donald, who runs my farm up in the Brookfields, has, he came up with the title Short Tales.
Great.
Oh, I love it.
And we're going to do like four pages.
Hold on.
We're going to do 4 pages on each story with a picture that represents whatever the story is about. So we'll put that together.
And you're still going to write it from Charlotte's perspective.
Yeah, write it from Charlotte's perspective. Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It tells the story.
Right.
Speaking of stories, it's springtime, and it's time for you to fix your face. Now, if you have a lovely face like Kenny does, a lovely face like Richie does, a lovely face like Michelle does, or...
Michelle maybe, wins.
Yeah, she does. Okay. It's not a bad thing.
Not necessarily at this hour.
Well, you see, you're going to have bags and puffiness and that sort of thing under your eyes. And if they've been there for too long, this is the way to fix the problem with a product called GenuCell. GenuCell uses the power of plant stem cell therapy. The serum specifically targets eye puffiness and bags and lines. New technology is incredible. It's powerful. It's clinical grade. Guaranteed to show you results in 12 hours or your money back. That is, you call 800-543-9262. You order GenuCell. Get it as quickly as you can. Put it on the night you get it. Next morning you wake up. Look at that. Woo!
Wow, send me some. Express Jennifer to me.
Roberta. You know, that's the same thing that all the women
they all say. Jennifer says it. Roberta says it. Molly. Did Molly say it yesterday? I think she did. 800-543-9262. Say goodbye to puffiness and bags. 20 minutes. That's all you need. Work it over. And by the way, when you call 800-543-9262 to order GenuCell for your eyes, order just tell them you want a jar of Esthétique. Mention my name, they'll give it to you free. All right, so you get a jar of Esthétique face cream, and you're paying for GenuCell for your eyes. Man, your face is going to look great. 800-543-9262 for saying goodbye to the stuff around your eyes you just don't like. GenuCell, 800-543-9262.
It's the biggest flooring event of the year. Lumber Liquidators 12th annual April sale with 5 days of unbelievable clearance deals from 29 cents. Don't miss once-in-a-lifetime prices on solid pre-finished Bellawood domestic hardwood from an incredible 99 cents. Gorgeous hand-scraped Supreme Bamboo is just $179. Exotic hardwood, laminate, and more is up to 77% off. Plus, more deals added daily in your local store and 24-month special financing for beautiful, high-quality hardwood floors for less. Get to the April sale event today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Sure, going fast is impressive, but performing over the long haul is even more impressive. And for that, there's STP. Each bottle of STP Complete Fuel System Cleaner in your tank helps remove power-robbing deposits to restore performance and keep your engine running better longer. Because greatness isn't just measured in seconds. True greatness is measured in years. STP, in for the long haul.
This report is brought to you by EcoTools, a leader in eco-conscious beauty accessories. Small changes to go green amount to a big difference in the world. This Earth Month, EcoTools has joined with Sophia Bush and Global Green USA to launch the Live Beautifully, Give Beautifully campaign. For each makeup brush sold in the new EcoTools Complexion Collection, $1 will be donated to Global Green USA, up to $100,000. Sophia Bush, actress and advocate.
Creating change starts with being aware of our individual actions. I'm so excited to be working with EcoTools and Global Green to inspire others to take little steps to help the environment. By switching out a product we use daily for an eco-conscious option, we can actually make a huge collective impact.
EcoTools products not only perform gorgeously, but are made using renewable, recycled, and cruelty-free materials. Follow Sophia Bush and EcoTools on social media for tips on how to live and give beautifully. And share your own tips by using hashtag EcoInspire. For more information on the Live Beautifully, Give Beautifully campaign, visit EcoTools.com.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue?
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online at 627.15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store staples.com/signs for details.
We all know this song.
Yep. Today's video at DougStepan.com is from TV Land. The TV Land Awards air this weekend. Actually, they were taped, I think, last weekend, Kenny, right?
Right.
And they're airing this weekend. Terry Crews from Brooklyn Nine-Nine is the host of the show. In the video that we have posted today at DougStepan.com, Mr. Crews lip syncs to a medley of classic TV show themes, including the theme to Golden Girls, which he sings directly to Betty White, who's in the audience. So even though you can hear it here and maybe use your imagination, go watch it.
You have to see Terry Crews. If you don't remember,
so animated.
He is
so great.
Animated. He is he's that really well-built black guy that can move his pecs. That's how I describe him, as the guy that can move.
Yeah, I see that peck action going on in this video.
Yeah. You've never seen me move my pecs, Richie.
That's part of that bromance.
No, take a video. Let's post that.
All right, let's see what else is going on in the world of television. National Geographic Channel has given an order for a second season of its new late-night talk show called Star Talk. Why is this on National Geographic? What am I missing here, Kenny?
Is it stars like in the sun and stars?
Yeah, it's like in, it's like right. Stars like in space.
Oh! Oh, shut up.
Why is National Geographic talking to Betty White?
What is this? And then I fell for this. This is perfect. Lock, stock, and barrel. Great. So McFadden can laugh about this now for a couple days.
That's great.
Okay, next. That's what happens when Jennifer's not here.
Oh, it's Neil deGrasse Tyson. Okay.
Yeah. If Jennifer had been here, we would never have had this problem.
No, because
when Jennifer's not here, we'll have to give this assignment to whoever else can work their way through this without me getting involved. Netflix It doesn't seem to follow any particular pattern when it comes to renewals. Sometimes announce them before the new seasons hit the streaming service, sometimes after that. Today, the subscription news has a story on Orange is the New Black, officially returning for season 4. How many people watch that?
Never seen it.
No. Michelle, you see it?
That's interesting.
No, my friends have seen it. They love it, but I haven't watched it.
You have friends?
Imagine that.
God, that's lovely.
Even though I live in my closet.
All right, NBC has uncanceled the Wizard of Oz series. This is supposed to be an event series.
Oh, it got canceled?
It got canceled, and now it's been reordered for 10 episodes. Why, who knows, but... And MTV has rebooted Celebrity Deathmatch. Huh?
Mm, another show I haven't watched.
That's a show I haven't watched in 20 years. It's funny,
ABC Family has shifted its focus, they said in a press announcement yesterday, to younger viewers with sexier programming. So no longer, what is it? ABC Family Sex now is what it's going to be called? Who needs more of that? 51 after on Good Day.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
At the hour, most people know by now that the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program is the best place for you to get any information you need about how to fix your house. Tom Kreitler is here. He hosts with Leslie Segretti this program. Tom is also going to open an office on marriage counseling. It'll be a part of the home improvement. Well, I mean, let's face it. No, wait a minute. Let's talk about this in a second, because I want to really get into what causes problems at home when
home
you're fixing. Of course it does. That's what I said.
I'm going to get his wife. Always say 50 seconds. I'm going to get his wife on the other line.
All right. All right. Tommy the K in a moment here on Good Day.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Hi, friends. It's Doug Steffen with some great ideas on how to spruce up your home this spring from your friends at Sherwin-Williams. Nothing changes the mood of a room faster or for less money than a fresh coat of paint. Want to try a new color? Test it first by painting a sample on a cardboard square. Hang it in the room for a few days. If you like it throughout the day and the evening, you're ready to go. Have more painting questions? The experts at Sherwin-Williams can help you out with easy-to-use color selection tools. You can find your personal palette with confidence. Exceptional coverage, rich color, and results that last. All you have to do is ask the color experts at Sherwin-Williams.
All right, let's get back to the action here, or get into the action. Tom Kreidler, home improvement pro at the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, moneypit.com. You can call 888-666-3974 anytime, day or night, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Leave a question, and they'll ignore you. 888-666-3974.
That's just you, Doug.
Yeah, when I call, the phone gets hung up. You again? All right, so Tom has written a blog on spring lawn and garden care tips, which we have posted in the Better Living box at DougSteffen.com. I'm here watching the fellas that take care of my lawn. They thatched it. I've never thatched my lawn in my life. This lawn is 35 years old around the farm, right. And the only thing that we do is let the cows loose on it, and they leave their deposits. And so there are, because it's not even, there are green spots here, or places
lumpy, huh?
Where it's greener over here than it is over there. And because Charlotte couldn't move out too far in the last year of her life, there's a lot of that around too. So little bits of green here and there. What do we do to even that out? I don't know that you and I have ever talked or debated or discussed or argued about conventional commercial lawn spray thingamabobber.
Lawn care?
Yeah.
Well, look, if you can afford it, having a pro come in and do just the right amount of chemical treatment for your lawn at just the right time is not a bad thing. Mm. Because I think a lot of folks will over-treat or under-treat, and that's where you get into
the stuff that they use.
Or overseed.
But Doug, the
stuff that they use is designed for use by professionals. And, in fact, we're going to talk about this tonight on Fox Business. We're going to talk about pesticide safety
at
5 p.m. in the Willis Report. I'll be on.
5 p.m. Eastern Time or 5
p.m.
everywhere?
5 p.m. Eastern Time.
So Kreidler on Fox Business at 5 o'clock tonight. Okay, go ahead.
Now, in terms of this, where do you go pro or not, I think a lot of people that do this themselves will use the wrong type of materials, the wrong type of treatments, and they'll put too much of it on, and that's where you get into trouble. Did you see, was it yesterday, another bonehead move? Somebody tried to kill bed bugs in their car by dousing the interior with alcohol.
No. Oh, no. That sounds like my old roommate. She wanted to spray Lysol.
It gets better. And he decided to light up a cigarette.
Oh,
no.
Did that blow up the car in the first minute?
It did not go well for the car or the guy in the car, but I'm pretty sure the bed bugs survived.
Yeah, well, that's like what happens when you blow up a New York City apartment. The only thing that survives are the cockroaches.
Well, they say heat kills bed bugs, so you never know.
All right. So anyway, there are a lot of spring and garden tips
at
moneypit.com.
But you can also use Dawn dish detergent, vinegar, and is it baking soda or something?
Well, there's a lot of natural remedies for pest issues, and yes, they do have measurable results. For example, if you want to keep ants out of your house, you can plant mint around the outside.
I never liked any of my
wonderful.
My uncles came visited, but I never liked any of my ants.
But there are a lot of natural ways that you can keep insects away like that. But I think the key is this. I don't necessarily feel it's a bad idea to use the pros, Doug, because you say, well, are you going to use harsh chemicals? But they're using exactly the right amount of the right type of product, and that's really a pretty safe way of controlling things.
Really? Get rid of the bad
bugs. A lot
of them
are environmentally friendly now because they know their customers want it to be.
Well, they're also designed to kill just the one specific insect. It's not broad-use pesticide.
There it is.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.